Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Unchucks from the Shelly Unchucks Hole with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Woo! That was a close call. Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready to poop my pants live on air. I go to call into the show, and I'm sitting here going, okay, the call keeps dropping, and then it goes to busy signal, and I'm just like, this is just not happening. And I'm like, I'm trying to hold my phone in one hand, trying to get a hold of the tech people. So thanks to the tech people for helping me out. I'm very thankful for that, for helping. Let me just type here my guest. It should work now. So I'm talking to my guest, and I'm just sitting here a little bit losing my mind, trying to keep my cool, because like I said, I really don't like to run late because you're supposed to run at a certain time. I do apologize for everyone out there because I'm running 20 minutes later. So I was trying to keep calling in, and I got a hold of the tech people, and I'm just like, they gave me a totally different number to call in. So I'm hoping that this will not be an issue. And I apologize to everyone, and I apologize once again to my guest. So I'm trying to see, while I'm talking to everyone, try to resolve the issue. let me try this again. Let's see. I'm going to have to try to give my guest, okay, try this number. Let's see if this one works. Okay. The other number, my original call-in number, that's for the show, the 347-989-1473. I don't think anybody can call in that tonight. I do apologize. I don't know what's going on right now. There's some technical issues. Usually the telephone number, 347-989-1473, that is the number that is associated with the show. And I think people are trying to call in, and it's not working correctly, and I do apologize for that. I'm not really too sure what's going on. I'm trying to talk to my guest, and I'll be very excited when this person does call in. Because, you know, you want your guest to not feel like you're not knowing what you're doing here. Because I've done almost 150 shows, and maybe this is my 150th show. I'm not really sure. But I'm waiting for my guest to come on, and I keep praying here that it's going to go through. And just to let you know, an announcement. The Sarah Joy Foundation, if you'd like to check that out, once again, the anniversary is coming up tonight, and that's the Sarah Joy Foundation, which I'm helping to try to spread the word about, and it's something to do where it's helping with families with terminal cancer to help pay with bills and outings and such. Okay, I'd like to make sure that everyone knows about that. If you can check out the Sarah Joy Foundation, please check that out. And also, the boxer that I had on my show, Irish Joe McCready, he actually, if you can go to his page, if anybody, you know, want to check him out, because he's looking for sponsors where he will wear your logo on his pants and such when he goes to his big fight on March 28th. So if you want to write to him, Irish Joe McCready, go and write to him about that. And I'm also, let's see if this is working now. Okay, I'm still waiting for my guest to call in, so I'm checking on this. Okay. Okay, one more time. Okay. I will probably I might have to reschedule my guest. I'm not so sure what is going on. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I really, really don't know what's going on right now with the Blog Talk Radio show. So let me try this one more time. I'm praying that this is going to work. I don't know what's going on. I'm still doing this live on the air, trying to hold my cool. Let's see if this is going to work. Let's try this one more time. Okay, let me try to open this up. And I'm trying to open it up in another window. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, let's see. I'm just trying to open this up one more time. Okay, it opens up another window for the Blog Talk Radio show here. So I'm trying again to open it up to see what is going on. And, you know, this is really, you know, invited a guest who, you know, was hoping to be here, and I can't believe. Okay, let me see. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play music and try to get hold of a tech. Okay. Let me see. All right, I will try to call. I'm going to try to call my guest. See if this will work. Okay, let's see if this is going to work. All right, let me see if this is going to happen. Okay, pray. Let's see if this is going to work. It's ringing, ladies and gentlemen, it's ringing. Is this Ron?
This is he.
Oh, thank goodness. I am so sorry. I apologize. I'm sitting here going, this is not happening. I'm trying to multitask while being a set pad. I'm going, Jackie, Kitty, oh, please pray. And I'm like, this
no,
is not happening live
listen,
on the air.
No worries.
I'm so sorry.
When I had my own Blog Talk Radio show, half the time we either forgot to upload the music in the front or we couldn't connect with somebody. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a radio show. It's fun. It's all good.
God, I wonder what I'm gonna listen to my show afterwards, and I'm gonna see what it sounds like. Cause I'm going, oh, I'm trying, and I feel so bad, and I'm like, man,
oh,
I'm working hard.
Listen, going back and listening to your podcast is the worst thing ever, because then you're gonna go look at all the silence. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm not getting paid for doing this.
Oh my God! Thank you so much, Ron, for being patient. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to
do my
dance or whatever I'm going to do. Thank you.
Oh well,
so
don't
much.
Do well. Okay, I don't know which is worse, poop or pee, but you know, just don't do both.
I'll try not to. See, thank goodness this is a radio show, because it don't matter. You could sit on the toilet bowl, talk on the show. You could be in pajamas.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I don't have to worry about buying an outfit.
For almost a year and a half, I did half of my radio shows on the toilet drunk. Are you kidding me?
No, you did not.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Well, first off, the bathroom has the best acoustics. So if you blow it up, everybody's going to know you did it, you know, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even announce you. I got Ron Lester from Varsity Bluesy. You've been doing so much more and such since then, but, you know, before getting to everything that you're doing, can you let us know, with growing up, I mean, did you ever think you were going to get into acting? I mean, what did you really want to do? I mean, how did you get into everything?
I want to do porn.
No, you did not.
Come on. Seriously, why not? Everybody wants to do porn.
I don't know. It's not my thing. It's each their own. Are you kidding? You're not pulling my leg, are you? Because I know you're like a prankster.
Yes, of course I'm pulling your leg. Of course I'm. No one who's a serious actor is going to ever admit the words like, yes, no, I want to become an actor. Really? How'd you get into it, porn? Come on. It's a joke. I'm a comic, remember? This is what I do.
I know.
You know, and on top of that, cause, I mean, I used to be 508 pounds. What porn would I have been in? Okay? Hey,
I mean,
look. Jonah and the whale.
So,
you'd be Jonah and the whale. Really? That's a gay porn if you're 500 pounds, you know? So, you know, it's...
I'm in trouble tonight, aren't I?
Oh, wait, was this supposed to be a clean show? I forgot. My bad.
Well, it's kind of like, well, I mean, well, it can't really be X-rated, and I'm like, I don't...
Well, it's not, technically it's not X-rated. I haven't said anything bad. Remember, I'm sitting here, I'm creating family films. I'm just sticking to the FCC rules. And the best part about doing a Blog Talk Radio show is that, well, guess what? You don't have to.
Yeah, see, I didn't know. I always try to be respectful towards my guests and everything like that, but I heard, like, you know, I kind of have a funny feeling I love it that you're kind of, like, off the wall, because I always say how crazy I am, and I think I met my match.
Honey, you don't even know. You don't even know. Think about the worst acid trip you've ever had, and then go, let's add some Kool-Aid, okay, and drink it. No, that first radio show I did for you, that was more like an advertisement for Bruce, okay? Now you have me, and there's nothing to advertise. So I'm just here. So I'm like going, welcome to my world.
And it's
buckle
awesome.
Up.
It's
let's
crazy
go.
Awesome.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay? Because now, you know, this isn't me going, hey, let me help make a friend of mine sound good, okay? This is, okay, you want me on your show? I'm here. Let's do this, you know? So. Now, on the other hand, it's the, well, now I'm here. If you weren't prepared for this, well, that's your fault. You didn't Google me, you know? So.
I tried, you know what I did? I went to your videos, right? There was a couple things. When I went to your site, right, no, this is what I did. I went to your I tried to go to your website, and I was trying to figure out what I had to download the Montel Williams show, and I'm like, where is this? And it's like, I couldn't figure out. There was some sort of thing, a link or something I had to download, and I couldn't figure out what it was because I have
it. It's not even downloaded. It'll play. All you got to do is go down to the bottom of the page on the front page. On your right-hand side, you'll see these icons. It says weight loss videos. Go to those, and you'll see it'll bring you up to all the videos. And then all you got to do is just look for the Montel Williams thing. And it's separated in segments because, you know, it was – that was like a two-hour-long show that they, you know, I was only supposed to be on there for 15 minutes. But he's never had a celebrity divulge so much information. So he just kept, let's go with it, you know. And, you know, so we did a two-hour-long show. And, you know, so it was like an hour-long show once edited. And, you know, it's probably one of the biggest pieces of information of, like, someone who's sitting there going, well, tell me your story. Well, you know what? I don't have time for that. Why don't you go watch this video? Because at least that'll bring you up to 2005. And then I'll fill you in. Like, I have ESPN flying in from New York to interview me on the 21st. And, you know, I even told him the same thing. I'm like going, he's like, well, yeah, let's get some pre-stuff done. I'm like going, I don't have time for that. Just, you know, okay, go watch the video, and then we'll go from, you know, and then we'll go from after that, you know, we'll play catch up, you know, so.
I saw some videos on you. It was on YouTube, and I think it was some sort of show, and you were like, you were getting abused.
Was it a porno?
No, it wasn't porno, no. It was these videos. There was lots of them, and there was a guy. Well, now you know what? I'm going to Google you after the show, and I'm going to look for Ron Lester porn. You know what's going to happen? Because
I know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to get one. You'll get one video, and it would be me with my one of my ex-girlfriends, and the camera was zoomed in too close. And you're either going to see a toe curling, going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Or you're going to see another video, and it's just going to like a small, you know, bone going back up in the ham, you know. I mean, it's, you know, they're not interesting porns, but they accidentally on purpose got loaded to the Internet.
Oh,
so.
My God. I'm gonna Google that afterwards. I'm going to say, Ron Lester porn. And you know what's going to be funny? I bet you there is a porn out there with your name on it. It's not you, because your name does come up, and I think a couple people have your name, and I bet you more than likely there's one with your name on it.
Here's the sad thing. I used to have, well, it's not sad. It was fun times. When you're a celebrity, it's like, you know, you got to be careful of, like, what you do, right? And, but I have an ex, like, you know, we used to make videos, right? But the thing is, I've moved so many times that now I can't find those tapes. Like, I lost them. And,
oh,
you know, I can't divulge the name of who I'm talking about. But the thing is, she's one of the top news anchors in Sacramento. And, you know, and we often talk about, like, you know, like, God, what if one of these tapes, like, you know, appear? And her dad's a preacher, so it's even better, you know. And it's true what they say about preacher's daughters, you know. You got
to
understand, the last time I did your show, I was engaged. I'm single now, conversations are going to be a lot more different. I don't have to worry about being controlled. You know.
Well, it's not the fact of being a troll. When you're in love, do you know what I'm saying? It's a whole, not that you're a whole different you, it's just like you're in love with someone, you know. That's
well, no, I was totally in love, but the whole thing is like, now I'm free, you know. Here's the difference. For example, when I first met my ex, okay, first date, I thought I was going to marry her. On the very first date, gave her a kiss after a really good martini, and we sat there and we talked, and I was like going, you know what, give me your phone. And she thought that because of the fact that, you know, I, you know, from Georgia, you know, I'm Southern gentleman, you know, right? The woman who Googles everything didn't Google me and gives me her phone. And I literally called her dad, and she thought I was going to ask him permission, you know, being a gentleman. Well, I was like, I basically just went, hey, John, this is Ron. And he's like, yeah. I said, well, I just want to let you know I'm on a date with your daughter, and I have every intention of impregnating her as soon as possible. That was my very first date and my very first conversation with her dad. I didn't realize the guy was like 6'2", you know, Duck Dynasty, trucker kind of guy. So I had a fear for my life for a little bit there, you know. But yeah, I mean, that's just the kind of guy that I am. I mean, like, if you're going to enjoy life, have fun, you know. Say the things that you would never say, because even the most shocking things will be the stuff that you just go, yep, we can create memories off of this.
I don't know if it gets you in trouble. Is it worth it? Because I think I've stuck my foot in my mouth quite a few times.
I'm not dead yet. So, you know, that's a plus.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know?
Can you tell any stories or anything anymore?
Do what?
Can you tell me any more crazy stories that you've done, like anything crazy, like lately?
Lately?
Yeah.
Well, well, here's the problem. I kind of became the bitch in the relationship, you know? So here's the thing. My mother taught me how to cook, sew, clean, and decorate, okay? I'm lucky I don't smooch the pickle and gay. So what happened was I went from being this outrageous comic that made statements like that, right, to being, yes, dear. Like, my whole evening would stop at 6 o'clock, and I needed to be home to make sure I cooked dinner. Like, I became the chick in a relationship. And, you know, but that's, you know, now I don't have to worry about it, because now I'm just a guy going, what you looking at, you know? Do what?
I just picture you the sweet guy. I know you're crazy because I looked at some of your videos and I was like, but he's crazy and sweet at the same time. Am I going to get in trouble tonight or something?
Nah. I know the limits. I know the limits. No, my whole thing is you know, I am a sweet guy. You know, and I'm very caring and loving when I'm in a relationship. So, and I'd much rather be in a relationship than being, you know, just a single guy. But my thing is, you know, as a comic, my thing is, it's rule number one, no filter. You do it, but you own it. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If I say something, I said that. Like, you know, I like everything I said, you know, it's like, here's my thing. If you went to my Blog Talk Radio and listened to an old podcast, I mean, I had a stalker who was a virgin, who was literally someone I've never met, telling me that, you know, she was saving herself for me.
Oh.
Okay, well, that's that's not creepy at all, especially since she was like 30-something. And you know, and then she would call into my radio show, and we would just totally just go nuts over it. Like, you know, we would just like, well, what happened this week? Or, you know, we would berate her in a way. But at the same time, one day she called into my radio show and tells me that she's found a sperm bank. I'm not making this up. I promise you. Okay. There's a sperm bank in California. This is what I get from my stalkers. Okay. And my fans. There's a sperm bank in California that is able to give you your what you're looking for in a child is based off your celebrity. If you want Matthew McConaughey, they can help you create a baby that's going to look like Matthew McConaughey. If you want something that looks like Ben Affleck, that's there. The scary thing is she found out that my name, Ron Lester, is also on this list at the sperm bank of celebrities. And I'm like going, what? So we end up doing like a whole radio show trying to figure out, okay, listen, you know, unless the sperm bank found one of my old socks from high school, okay, which could stand on their own, okay, how could they have gotten a donation? Because I've never donated. But they're able to create this. And so one of my – we actually called the bank, the sperm donation place. We called them up, and I said, hi, my name is Ron Lester. I have a question for you. I'd like to speak to the director, get the director on the phone. And I think she thought I was kidding because I'm like going, hi, I'm Ron Lester. I realize my name is on your list. You know, I mean, seriously, who calls in and goes, hey, hi, sperm bank, my name's on your list. How did it get there? You know, who does that? So, but we called because that's fun, you know. And my question to her was this. So if you're able to create a me in your sperm bank, is it the fat me or the skinny me?
Oh, my gosh.
And they hung up the phone. Like, they
what?
You know. But see, this is the fun stuff. This is the kind of stuff that you're going, I did not plan on this happening tonight. Wow. Thanks, Ron. Half of my listeners are going, what the hell is going on?
Why? I don't know why. Why would someone do that, though? Why? Because
they're stalkers? They're crazy?
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I could never. Oh, my God. I'm scared now. I'm so. Oh, my God. I'm going to have nightmares in my dream tonight.
Why? It's not. Okay. Well, first off, you're not going to have some other chick going, hey, I want to create a baby that's going to look like you. You know? Because, you know, unless you have donated sperm. You know, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, come on. It's fun. This is the funny stuff. This is the stuff you just go, wow, welcome to the real world that most people don't even think about. You know?
No, I don't.
It's like going to Hooters and the chick serving you having, like, really small breasts. Well, that's kind of a contradiction. It doesn't, you know, that... Back in the day, you know, but now it's like, okay, hey, let's go to the sperm bank and we're going to make our own celebrity. I want a kid that's going to look like this. Crazy. But you know what? It makes for a good conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you should have found out. I mean, they probably wouldn't be able to because to protect the women that did it. I'd want to know if any babies, what they look like. I'd be like, I'd want
to. Oh, trust me. Trust me. If I see a kid walking around and it looks like me, I'm going to know what happened. One of me is enough. You really want two of me? That was the thing that scared me about my last relationship. You know, she wanted twins. And I'm like going, wow, okay. My mental capacity doesn't match my body as far as age. And you want two more. Okay. Oh, and it'd be twins. Yeah. Who's going to be taking care of that? Me.
You.
Yeah, because I know me. I'm going to end up being, you know, because the fact that as an actor, it's like I'm, at, you know, if you think about it, as an actor, you're out of work all the time. You may be gone for 6 months working on a project, but you're done, and then you're done for like a year, and you have nothing else to do until your next project. And, so I know me. Like, I know I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the good thing is I don't have man boobs. So, you know, I don't have to worry about that. But I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm going to be there taking care of everything. And I don't even want two of me. Are you kidding me? Twins? uh-uh. I blow up the bathroom on my own. Can you imagine what's going to happen to the diapers of the kids I create?
I don't know, explosive diarrhea or something?
They will spray paint a wall.
Yeah, but you know what this sounds like? I had to work at a doggy daycare, right? And all I can think of, what you just said, when I had to take care of 30 dogs, and this was in Boston when I was living back home, right? It's all city.
Right.
And they had this place, and the room wasn't even that big, and they would stick me with 30 dogs, and I love them. Like, I love animals. So, you know, it doesn't matter. They're well-trained animals, right? But get them all together. It's like a pack of, like, wolves all together getting crazy. They, I'm not kidding, they do spray the walls, like explosive diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got this picture of a kid.
You know, it's not a, hey, I'm going to lay, like, a nice little loaf here behind me. You're going to come pick it up. There are dogs that can sit here and go, look, man, I don't have an ass. I really don't. There's no butt cheeks. It's just straight-up hole. So, catch it if you can, you know? It's like a cat fart. It's like a cat fart. Like a cat farts. They have no ass. There's no vibration. There's no, like, hey, I'm going to send air out. And it's going to vibrate against skin and make this noise. It's a... it's the same with dogs. I mean, unless you got, like, some really old, like, bulldog, you know, whose ass is droopy, you're never going to hear that fart. Same thing. If they blow ass, something comes out, things are getting painted.
Yeah, they're very silent. I can't even tell you. In my job, right? You know, speaking
SPDs are the worst. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on. At least when a horse takes a dump, you see it. You're going, okay,
yeah.
Look, there's a huge thing of hay that you just passed out your ass. A dog, you're going, what is that? You know, it's worse than a baby, like, blowing up their diaper, you know? What has your mother been feeding you? Oh, that's just wrong. Okay, I will tell you a funny story. That just popped in my head. So a friend of mine, they just had their first baby, okay? And we're having dinner. You know, they have one of those little baby monitors, you know? And we're sitting there, and the baby monitor goes off. The baby's crying. Oh, I got to go change the diaper. I'm like, no, you know what? Look, I'm the godfather. I'll do it. I got this. And she goes, you know how to change the diaper? I'm like, absolutely. So I go back there and I change the diaper. And all's good. Clean him up. He's done. Lay him back down. I'm sick and twisted in the head. And I know this. So I can't just let this happen. So without making a noise, I grab another clean diaper. And I go back, and, as you know, you have to come back down the hallway, but before you get, you know, into the dining room area, you have to pass the kitchen area, okay? I go into the kitchen, and I grab a thing of peanut butter, chunky peanut butter, and I smear it all in the diaper, right? And then I come back out of the kitchen, and I go back into the dining room where everybody's eating, and I'm just like going, what the hell are you feeding this kid? Are you kidding me? And I open up the diaper, and I look at it like, oh, my God. And then I licked it.
Oh, God.
I was never allowed to change diapers again.
Oh, did anybody puke or anything?
We came close because, you know, it was like six people at the table, and they were like going, what? I mean, because, you know, you look at chunky peanut butter, and you put in a diaper, and then all of a sudden someone licks it. It's like, that's beautiful, dude. That's just a joke. Just, you know, why not? Just do it, you know?
I'm going to try that someday. You look at what you're doing to me. You're corrupting
me. Oh, you have to. You have to. Because you give it that, especially you open it up and you give it that, that good whiff, and you just realize, like, you know, and then lick it. Oh, chunky peanut butter is the best.
Can't you add something else to it? Because it's probably like, isn't it like kind of baby's poop is kind of
you know what?
Greenish?
The fact is, you don't have to, just because the fact it's a diaper. Are you kidding me? And there's something in it, and you lick it. It doesn't matter if it was blue, yellow, or green. It's just, you know, the fact you just licked it. It's gonna freak people out. It's a beautiful joke, by the way. So please, you know, you guys can write me on Facebook at Ron Lester, you know, and let me know that if you try this, what's your reactions? Because it's going to be honest. You can't get a more honest response.
Oh, man. And have someone hide with a video camera somewhere to get the reaction.
Yeah, see, that would have been the ultimate. If there had been a video camera going, and, you know, and I got that, you better believe that would be on constant replay on any of my posts. I mean, it'd just be like one of those, hi, I'm Ron Lester. Boom, here's this video. You know, so.
Yeah, it'd be cool if someone threw up right on spot, right on just like a.
It would have been awesome. Are you kidding me? Especially since we were having, like, there were peas on the table, and I know everybody was eating them. So can you imagine where those would have gone?
Man, is that the crazy
thing? Here's the thing. Nothing about what we've talked about is what you're wanting for your show. You know that, right? Like, I'm talking about everything opposite of what anything that you needed. All we've done is talk about the stuff that you'll never have anyone else ever talk about, ever.
No, I had guys talk about poop one time. I had a bunch of guys. It was one of the film companies that
you just used the word poop. You just used the word poop. So, therefore, I know everything that we're talking about is still above whatever they talked about. Because you're still using words like poop. Well, Mickey Mouse is over here, and he pooped. It's family-oriented. They pooped. You know, I mean, no. My thing is, if you're going to do it right. You know, if say shite. And then go, oh, yeah, well, now we're on topic. You know, let's go for that, you know, because that's all these jokes are.
Shite? You mean shite? Sense?
It's shite.
Shite. Is that German?
Shite? Okay. Your show. You've opened up the envelope. Shite is a way of saying shit without being improper.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. I know I heard that.
But now I've gotten to say shit, so it's complete shite.
I'm going to say, you know what? When I post this, I go, careful, this is kind of border and rated R.
Oh, this show's done. You're done. people are going to go, you know what? I've been listening to your show for however long you've been running. I've listened to your show. It's interesting. What the hell was that? That guy was out of his mind. And, you know, and here's the thing. I don't even do drugs, folks. You know, this is just literally, this is me. Like, I wish I could tell you my parents went to Woodstock and, you know, this is the after product. But it's not. I think fat kills brain cells, and when you're 508 pounds, you know, I'm pretty much a retard. So, therefore, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, maybe did someone drop you on your head when you were, like, little or something?
What? I would have bounced. I was a fat kid. It wouldn't have mattered.
Like, as a baby.
That's what I'm saying. No, I mean,
like that.
If I was a fat kid, it was like wearing an instant helmet.
Well, like, how did you, I mean, what changed? I mean, how come you just wanted to change for yourself? I mean, from, you know, the description, you know, it looked like you just wanted to turn your life around.
Yeah, that's it, because it wasn't me just wanting to get laid.
and wear skinny jeans.
No, I don't think that's the first thing in your mind. Because I'm like, did you ever? Because I was like into I mean, this is going to sound like a silly question and stuff. Because it's like, you know, I know that you kind of like martial arts. I mean,
right.
Something like that. Did you ever think, because to take this very seriously, and while this is the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and it's because of your size, did you ever think for once, and this is kind of almost a serious question, but because of your size at that time,
right.
Did you ever think of becoming like a sumo wrestler?
Actually, I did. When I graduated high school, I was at 400-some-odd pounds, and in Atlanta, they had actually started a sumo ring. And I had already been to Japan twice. And here's the thing. You know, you go to Japan. Japan, they if you're overweight, they treat you like a rock star.
Yeah,
because it's very hard for a Japanese person to pack on pounds, you know. But yeah, when I graduated high school, there was a sumo, not corral, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, you know, like, think like where you store horses or whatever. I can't think of the word right now. Anyway, but the thing is, it started to catch on here in America. It didn't stay, but it started to catch on. And, you know, like I said, I already been to Japan a couple times, and I was like going, you know what? Why not? You know, why not be a sumo wrestler? You know? And went a couple times, and I beat the guys. I beat the guys who were professionals. Because here's the thing. It's like I wasn't just 400 pounds of fat. I was 400-something pounds of muscle. My legs, like when I was in high school, my bench press was 410 pounds, and my leg press was 1,500 pounds. You know, so I, you know, your whole thing, if you understand the art of sumo wrestling, you're in a ring,
mm-hmm.
okay, and it's pushing the other guy out. So even if the other guy was stronger than me upper, I had serious leg muscles and could push the guy out, you know. So, you know, as a 20-something-year-old kid, I did pretty good, you know.
Hmm.
And then it just kind of died out. So I didn't do anything with it. But, you know, at 508 pounds, again, you know, fat strength, and that's what I call it, you know, because it's not just like, you know, I'm really strong. Fat strength is something to not be, you know, played with. It's a real thing, you know. And I think at 508 pounds, at my highest, after, you know, doing varsity blues and stuff like that, especially, you know, working out and that kind of thing, if I had gone to Japan and tried to go for sumo, I would have definitely been a contender, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, if a fat 12-year-old comes up to me, he'll kick my ass. You know? I have no body weight. This is winter, okay? I'm walking around, nipples are hard all the time, okay? I have no body insulation, and I know that for a fact that, you know, if this, you know, 90-year-old woman at the bus station wants to kick my butt, she can do it. You know? So I lost the weight and I lost the fat strength. So.
Well, you look like you can take a good beating, though, because I was watching those videos and you were like, you were like the guinea
pig. Wait, are you talking about, are you watching the videos of me and Peter Brusso?
I was trying to figure out who it was. He was an older gentleman, and he had a cane.
Oh, my God.
And
you guys don't even know what you're missing out on. That's Peter Brusso. Peter Brusso,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in the martial art world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look him up. Follow him. Learn from him. Have you ever seen the movie Men Who Steer at Goats?
I've heard that. I didn't see it. I know it's with George Clooney.
Okay. It's with George Clooney. George Clooney's character is based off of Peter Russo.
Oh my gosh, really?
He created this little device called the Defender. And it's a little plastic device, and it's a self-defense mechanism. And once a year, he goes to Camp Pendleton, and he uses it and teaches the Marines how to use it. You know, I mean, his whole thing is this. He is an actual, I mean, if you watch these videos that we're talking about, if you look up Ron Lester Meets Old Man with Kane, or Ron Lester, you know, whatever, but look up Ron Lester and Peter Russo in these videos, okay? He's a white-haired, rather robust, okay, gentleman. Mm-hmm. He's not tiny. He actually, and you know, because I've seen it, he has an actual document stating that he's a ninja.
Whoa.
He's been studying martial arts well since the 70s. He's studied with some of the highest ranking martial artists in the world's history since 1970. When we were in Cambodia, we weren't there, sort of say, okay? This gentleman was being dropped in by an airplane with only a knife and a machete because hand-to-hand combat was held between 3 feet in front of you in that kind of terrain, even though we weren't there. So, but he'll be the first one to tell you. If you ever watch, his whole thing is he's in 1st Earth Battalion. 1st Earth Battalion in the Army was developed in the late 70s, early 80s, okay? His martial art expert is so insane. You just go, whoa. I've studied for years, and I just learned something. That's him. But his whole thing is 1st Earth Battalion, if you watch Men Who Stare at Goats, okay, that's where it came from. The old saying, like, you know, you remember the old song, or not old song, but, you know, be all you can be. That's the Marine,
yeah.
That's the Army saying, be all you can be, right? That came from 1st Earth Battalion, and that came from Jeff Bridges' characters in that movie. Okay, he went on this, he left the military, you know, started doing acid and all sort of kind of stuff, and learned, you know, started thinking more organically instead of just being a military. Well, the thing is, they came up with stormtroopers. The Army, the soldiers that were in 1st Earth Battalion were stormtroopers.
Whoa.
Okay? Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because of this. George Lucas took the booklet of 1st Earth Battalion, which my buddy Peter was a member of, okay?
Yeah.
And created a small film called Star Wars.
Yeah, my gosh, that's, wow.
The force is your gi. You know, it's your chi, or not gi, but your chi. Like I've actually, the stuff that I've learned from Peter, like I can sit here and I can lay down on the ground and I say, okay, well, let me give you an example of the difference between energy. Lay down on the ground, lift me up. They'll stand over me, they'll pull me up, and I'm like, okay, cool. Now I'm gonna lay here again, pull me up. Me directing my chi, my energy, makes it very difficult for a person to lift me off the ground. Now, if I punch you, just, you know, barely tapping you, you know, flat hand fist, if I punch you, and that's one way,
mm-hmm.
let me direct my chi, and not only did I punch you, but you completely move. Because of the fact you have no way of deflecting my energy. These are the things that I've learned from Peter Brusa.
Oh.
And the guy is an actual, and I don't want to say just ordained, because I don't know if that's the proper phrase, you know. But the thing is, he's an actual ninja. Even though he may look slow and old and white haired,
mm-hmm.
he's an actual ninja. Like, he can kill you in so many ways, it's not even funny. and do it silently, and you wouldn't even know it's coming. It's fantastic.
Aww,
it's fantastic.
God.
My thing is, if you're into martial arts, okay,
mm-hmm.
watch Men Who Steer at Goats, okay? Take away knowing that if you look up Peter Brusso, okay, the George Clooney character is based after him. And then look up Peter Brusso even more, you know, and you'll learn so much. Like, I actually got a letter from the FAA because, in fact, in one of my demonstrations, he's trying to show me that anything can be a defender. It doesn't matter if it's a pen,
mm-hmm.
you know, what a notebook, what anything can be a defender. Anyway, he takes a can, right? And it's not like I've lived in this world. I don't know this stuff. You know, it's not like I'm expecting it. So. But I just remember about being how shocked that I was that what he did was he literally took a beer can, okay? He defused the situation, you know, like say we were in an argument. It was a simulated argument. He defused it by getting me in a headlock and then pouring beer down my ear. Okay, well, that's one way. Never thought about that. How do you defuse a situation without hurting somebody? Okay, cool. Give them in a headlock, pour some beer down their ear. You better believe they're going to break away from you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the can when it was done, pinched it, and worked it back and forth for two or three seconds, and then ripped the can in half. And he goes, now I have two sharp edges, and I can literally slice your throat. I was like, oh my God, think about that. We're thinking about terrorists. We're thinking about how many times have you been stopped for you can't take that pen on the plane, or you can't do this, or you can't do that because of the fact you're walking through security, right? But then on the plane, they give you a Coke can. Okay. Drink it. Pinch it in half, and you're able to rip it in half, and you got two sharp edges.
Wow. That's, I hope you're not going to give
anybody like,
ideas tonight.
You know, but who would think about that? Who would think about taking a Coke can and turning it into two different pieces of defense weapons? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how his mind works. That's how his mind works. And it was just like going, wow, dude, that's brilliant. But anyway, I mentioned that one time on my radio show on Blog Talk and on a blog that I did. And I got a nice little letter from the FAA saying, please do not encourage.
What? Are you serious?
No, I totally did. It was awesome. I mean, like, hey, listen, if you get a letter from the FAA telling you, okay, look, your suggestions might be hazardous, that's cool. Think about it. So, but anyway, but no, Peter Brusso, if you guys are into martial arts, just Google him. I mean, the man's phenomenal, and he's just one of the greatest people I've ever met. And before him, I did not know how to disarm someone with a 9mm. And now I can do it without being one slightly, you know, without being an instantly a fear of I'm going to get shot doing this. Because he taught me. He taught me how.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's he's just a great guy. Wow, that just turned into a huge plug for Peter Brusso.
Yeah, well, maybe I can get him for Ninja Sunday, because Sundays are Ninja Sunday and Shelly Ninchuk Show, and I love
you know
ninjas.
What? later on, text me and tell me where it's in. I'll give you his number. Because his thing is, he has a TV show called Ninja Dad.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Is it on YouTube? Can I watch it? I don't have a TV. Is there one?
I don't know if it's on YouTube. But my thing is this: he hasn't sold it yet. But I do know they sold, or I do know they've done several pilots for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's legit. I mean, like he's Ninja Dad. He is, and his two daughters, since the age of two, grew up with him teaching them the ways. So, and that's why it's called Ninja Dad, because of the fact, you know, he taught his two daughters how to become ninjas. So.
Oh, my God, I got to have him on the show.
Oh, dude, I'll totally help you, I promise. But I will tell you this, like I said, it's like, you look at the guy, here's the thing, it's like anything else. Just because you think whatever it is you're looking at, doesn't make it so. Because here's an old guy who probably 300 pounds, doesn't look like he's a threat, and he's old. White hair, white beard, you know. In 2 seconds, you will be lifeless. And he would only made like one or two moves. Because it's not about, like, you know, jumping and kicking and, you know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, he's the real deal. He's amazing.
Yeah, I understand the stuff about, you know, about it's like one or two moves, because you know how you actually need like one or two fingers and you can kill someone?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I kind of pulled a Ron Lester.
Do what?
I was like, yeah, you know how, like, in your videos, you're like, go ahead, do it on me. You know, like, he was practicing,
you don't even know the bruises. That old man, okay? I left that week, you know, I went down that weekend just to hang out and do my blog talk radio show live from his place, okay? You know, have some wine, eat some steak. I had more welts on top of my head from that little B plastic defender, okay, that he designed, that George Clooney uses in the movie, okay? I had more scrapes, more bruises than I don't even know how to describe it. All I know is that every time I turned around, he thought it was really funny. You know, because if you watch these videos on YouTube, like I said, Ron Lester meets old man with a stick, and I can't remember what the other one's called. But the thing is this, I'm a comic. I do what? I laugh. I make fun of everything. I walked away in so much pain and so many bruises. And he only used like 1% of his energy. So it, like, kind of left me going, God, there's no way I would want this man at any point in my life to use 100%. You know what I mean? So, and he was actually wanting to do a whole thing with the Marines, because I'm a huge troop supporter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was wanting me to do this thing with him at Camp Pendleton, where it was him demonstrating using the defender in front of the troops. And I'm like, nay, not going to happen. No. Look, I'll support these guys till the sun goes down, and I love you, and you're just awesome, and you're a badass because you're a ninja, and things like that, but there is no way I'm going to go, hey, let's take this show on the road, and it be Ron Lester getting his ass kicked by an old man, you know, every other week. No. There's a reason why we have stunt doubles in acting.
Yeah.
Let them do it, you know. But no, but Peter... Peter Brusso is just one of those. He's one of the gentlemen that I would say you should definitely seek out if you want to know more, because he's not just. He may seem like one, but he's definitely the other.
Oh man, yeah,
and he'll totally kick your ass. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a puss, okay? He will kick your ass, you know, and he'll do it at 1%, and it's going to make you go, "I'm really grateful you're not doing it like 50 or 100. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sensei." Because he's my sensei.
Oh, wow. So you're a ninja, too.
Me? Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, so you're kind of... No, you're kind of like ninja. You're like...
I'm not kind of like ninja. If I fart, you know I'm there. There's no way to hide that. Trust me.
But then that's...
Nothing... There's nothing ninja about me. No, I know how to disarm somebody with a 9mm in their hand, you know, and I know how to do things like that. But if I fart, trust me, there's no, hey, I'm hiding in the bushes and you won't recognize me. Okay, there's no ninja. No, there's, but he is my sensei because of the fact that he's my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And what sucks is, you know, I'm in Texas and I can't work with my teacher. That's what sucks.
Oh. Does he live in another state?
He lives in California.
Ah.
That's what I'm saying. He teaches at Camp Pendleton, which is in, like, San Diego area.
Mm-hmm.
But he teaches the Marines, but he teaches them right. Like, I'm telling you right now, if any of your listeners, including you, if you type in Peter Brusso, okay, you will see some of the most amazing videos of taking someone down with absolutely no force.
Wow.
He's a genius. He's a genius. He is one of the greatest martial arts people in my life that I can tell you it's worth your time investigating and reaching out.
Oh man,
and you know what? But here's the thing. He'll respond. He will contact you back.
Oh, cool.
No, Peter Brusso.
Does he have a Facebook page?
Yeah, he does.
Does he really?
Yeah, Peter Brusso.
Find him.
Brusso. And if you want him to friend you immediately, let him know that you are listening to me and that I said I still owe him a door.
You still owe him a door.
I owe him a door. Because when we were staying at his beach house, and I was pissed off one day, and I punched his door thinking that it was wood. And it was that, you know, fabricated foam core crap. So, you know, here's a man who sleeps with his 9mm every night because he has a bounty on his head, okay? And I punched his door. So I still owe him a door.
I'm writing that right now on the ear. I just requested her, and it says, Ron Lester says he owes you
a
door. You adore.
Let me tell you something. This is going to be one of the coolest cats you've ever met in your life, and he's going to be probably one of the most influential people you've ever met in your life, and one of the realest people you've met in your life. And you know, and seriously, I mean, like seriously, and my thing is, if you contact Peter Brusso, okay. Ask him, can you explain how 1st Earth Battalion is related to Star Wars? It's going to blow your mind. It will blow your mind. And 99% of the world has no idea.
Well, it makes sense because I always thought that, you know, Jedis were ninjas. because they have, like, you know, Yoda. It has something to do with martial arts. And I keep telling people that. It says it's the way, you know, the Jedi ninjas, I mean, look at them move around.
Well, it's not just that. It's the Force. It's the Force.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I was trying to tell you. It's like, here's the thing. Remember me talking about it a while ago? Like, I'm sitting here telling you about how he taught me how to take my chi, okay, and redirect it and force it. That's what the Force is. The Force represents the chi. And, you know, and if anyone's listening to your radio show that doesn't know what you're talking about, you know, your chi is your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you take the chi and you redirect it from yourself and you apply it to the person. So you're taking what would be a normal punch, and then you're taking it and you're taking that punch and you're giving it like at least 50% more because you're directing your energy, not just your strength, to that punch. That's your chi, you know? And then, but it's being able to step back, not follow through with another punch. It's being able to step back and go, okay, look, don't stand up. Stay down.
Yeah. I know exactly what that is. And you know how, like,
this is a conversation that we just finished, so stay there, you know?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying about the chi and such and, you know, martial arts movements. Like, mm-hmm. what I was going to say is that, you know how you, like, kind of volunteered for stuff, right? You know, he was practicing things on you.
I didn't really volunteer.
Like you volunteered.
No, I didn't volunteer. I just happened to have someone holding the camera and Peter talking me into this shit, okay? That's what happened. I didn't volunteer. I didn't go, hey, I want this old man to kick my ass and then drive home tomorrow going, why does my ass hurt? Okay? No. I didn't volunteer nothing. I learned. I also learned to keep my mouth shut after that. Okay? You have no idea how persuasive he is. And it really pisses me off to this day. As a friend, I'm just going to go on, you know what? Seriously, dude? No, we're good. You know, you kicked my ass. We're done. We're, you know, I'll call you at Christmas. You know, I mean, when you watch that stuff on YouTube, seriously, you have no idea how bad that shit hurt. I have no idea. It's funny because I'm a comic and I squeal like a little girl. That's what makes it funny. It's not funny when it's happening to you.
I know.
See? You're watching it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's not funny when it's happening to you. And only because I squeal like a little girl is it funny. And that's why he wanted to take it on the road. And I'm like going, dude, I'm not going to do this for 6 weeks out of the year. There's no way. One, I'll have a damaged liver and no kidneys, you know? I mean, it's... but you know, but it look how simple his moves are on those videos. It's so simple. And that's 1%. Could you imagine it being 100? Watch the videos.
I'm afraid.
I'm not. And you should be. It's one thing to do, you know, sword work and stuff like that for theatrical, you know, and make it look good. It's another for going, okay, we're going to do sword work, and this is for real. When we did the stabbing knives and the stars, I'm not kidding. I didn't realize how hard working with, you know, throwing stars and knives were. Every single time he put a star or a knife where he wanted it. into a wooden structure. Me, I throw it, if I got the wooden structure, it kind of like bounced off, you know? So, I mean, he's so legit. Like, all of a sudden, I feel like this has turned into a complete, you know, hey, we're going to do a show about Peter Brusso, you know? But at the same time, it's like, if we're going to talk about what we're talking about, it's like, you know, look, he's my sensei, you know?
Yeah.
He's legit. Well, I mean, we also talk about farting and, you know, things like that, but, you know.
Well, no, I mean, it can go from one thing to the next. That's perfectly fine. It's all like winging it, you know? It's like improv.
Well, I have no problem winging it. It's flinging it. That's the problem. You know, my whole thing is like, you know, I'm sitting here talking about martial arts and how if I'm in trouble, I'll blow ass and, you know, and I'll take people down. You know, it's not even about, like, do I have the gear to be able to, like, you know, kick people or chop people up or anything like that. It's like, just let me blow ass. That right there in itself. Defense mechanism. Think of the octopus. That's a good way. Think of the octopus. The octopus does what? When it's startled and it wants to swim away, it does what? It spreads out ink.
Yeah.
Me? I'm startled. I lay out a fart that would make the Pope drop.
You should, like, market it or something, your farts.
Oh, what? Like Tim McGraw's, like, cologne that you get at Walmart? Are you kidding me? That stuff smells bad as it is.
Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, it's like if you have, like, a deadly gas, you mean try to bottle it up. I don't know.
A deadly gas?
Your butt, kind of.
Honey,
yeah.
Listen, I'm half Jew, okay? I'm a cashew. I'm half Catholic and half Jew, which means I hate myself and I have a guilty conscience, okay? I love this shop, but I'm cheap, right? I will tell you right now, when I blow ass, as far as, like, expelling gas, okay, there's a part of me going, what, are you fucking Nazi? Are you kidding me? Okay? No. The Jew in me just goes, no, can't do that. That's just wrong.
I don't know. I mean, if it's that deadly, I mean, you never can tell. I mean,
No, you don't understand. When I fly first class. When I go to the bathroom, I walk all the way to the back of the plane and blow it up. Because in hopes that it doesn't circulate through the plane before we land.
And you can't even blame it on the dog because there's no animals on the plane.
No shit. Really? Are you kidding me? But there's this one fat guy that I can go, that was him. Because I'm no longer fat. Get the joke? See?
Yeah. Well, this is
I'm not right. I'm not right.
Do
what?
Oh, no. No, I've done stand-up and stuff, and I've done improv and stuff, so believe me, I'm not right either. I mean, maybe it's better than being left. I don't know. I'm thinking that, you know, seriously.
Well, I'm a Republican, you know, like, so I'm screwed. You know, I can't go left, you know.
I'm kind of like, when it comes to political things and stuff, I have no idea what I am. I'm not under anything. I just try to make the world a better place. I just myself.
So you're just an abomination that does martial arts that can kill somebody with, you know, a samurai sword. I get it. That's cool. You know, I don't know what I am, but I can kill you. Okay. Awesome.
I do have to ask a gross question because you got me on this topic anyway. But I mean,
go for it. Like, what? You said that like as in pretense of like going, hey, I don't want to offend you, but I have to ask this. Like, I'm going to go, oh, no, that's the one question that's wrong.
Well,
ask me.
You know, since you do, like, blow a lot of gas, right? I don't know, maybe from the hot air.
A lot of
know,
gas? Are you kidding me? The fucking ozone's falling down because of my shit. Don't blame it on the cows anymore. It's my done. It's me. I'm done. I've done this. The ozone is done. I've killed it. Like, I can never drive a Prius. I can never drive a Prius.
I just, like, lost it live on the air. I think that's going to happen. Golden showers in my bed. I should have worn the pants. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I mean,
wait, what? You just squirted in your bed? What? That's an orgasm. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm pissing myself laughing. I should have worn the pants. I think I got golden showers going on here.
Just so you know, yeah, you got golden showers going on. This show's gone to hell. It's done. So there's no, hey, let's worry about what people are thinking anymore. Let's just do this. So go ahead. Next question.
Yeah. How many pairs of underwear do you go through in a month? I mean, seriously.
I don't wear underwear. I don't wear underwear. I'm commando.
So you're free ball.
No, you don't even understand. Like if you go from being hung like a thumb to a Red Bull can, trust me, you want people to know. So everything hangs to the left.
It hangs to the left. Oh my god, I just snorted. I hope you don't get that.
And the next time you go to the grocery store and you see a Red Bull can, you're going to go, oh, look, I'm thinking of Ron. That's awesome.
I'm going to be thinking more. I'm going to be, like, looking at the pens. I'm going to be looking at
the Well, no. Here's the thing. You just realize, okay, look, I'm white, okay? So I'm still a 12-ouncer. I'm not the, you know, the 20. You know, I'm not black, so I'm white. So I'm still a 12-ounce. Red Bull can. I'm normal, you know, but still, you know, you go from being hung like a thumb to that. That's, you know, you're happy. Like, you know, I don't complain.
I guess it depends on how you work it. I think that's what matters, right?
Oh, are you kidding me, dude? Before it was like a tuna can, you know, short but wide. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you gonna answer
Who's
question?
Your daddy? Who's your daddy? How did this become a dick joke show? It became a dick joke show all of a sudden.
Well, who's your mama? How do you like that? I can turn around and go, who's your mama?
I don't know, but I do like MILFs. Are you kidding me? They made the best Nesquik.
Well, I don't know. I can't be called a MILF because I have no kids.
You don't have to be a MILF to have kids. I got to be older and have good boobs. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I'm so... imagine if I was drinking and doing this show right now. Oh, my God.
This show is done.
What time is it right now? See, you know what? It should have been signed to me. It should have been a sign when I took 20 minutes to get onto the show. Because maybe that's like, you know, like the 666. Maybe it's a sign. You know? Maybe it was a warning. I think it was a warning. Try not to, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have Ron Lester on my show. Maybe it was a warning.
Well, no shit. You should have known that after the first show.
Yeah, but you're a little bit more calmer. I said, see, this is why you need to do more homework before you do have a guest on the show, because you don't know.
Oh, dude, always Google. Always Google. I mean.
I did. I was Googling, and I found all cute things on it.
Yeah, but you Googled too late. You Googled too late. Here's the thing. Like, you know, like I said, like my last fiance, on my first date, we were sitting there, and we were talking, and I did what? I sit here and I go, I contacted her dad. She thought I was going to be a gentleman. She didn't Google me, and she Googled everything. And I did what? I go, hey, I'm on a date with your daughter, and I have evidence of impregnating her. Now, okay.
Did she almost die? Like, what was the expression on her face? Like,
well, she definitely ordered another martini, that's for sure. So.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I'm saying is, That's my first date with someone who I thought I was going to marry, okay? This is your radio show. What the hell did you think was going to happen?
I mean, anything. I guess anything goes. So if I ever have you on the show again, I'll be prepared. I'll be like, okay, fair warning. This is the craziest show.
Hey, listen, the Air Force couldn't deliver the shit that I'm going to bring you. That's the thing. That's the, you know, you know, it's the comedy. That's the thing. It's not like, here's the thing. You get people who get so worked up over the language and things like that, and I get that, you know. But it's the comedy. Just realize the jokes. Realize what's going on and enjoy it and go, wow, that was fun. Instead of, oh, he said this or she said that, and you know, no, just enjoy it, man. Just it's comedy, you know. Have fun with it. So that's the disclaimer for your show. And outside of that, you know.
Well, you don't know me. You really don't know.
I know.
I did a scene. Okay, I did a scene. I was just like a truck.
I know. You're so sweet. You're so innocent. You're Miss, I can cut your throat with a small knife and be ninja-like, and you'll never hear me coming. But you haven't seen any of my movies. Well, guess what? I can take your shit with just a couple of phrases, and you're going to go, where did that come from? Who's more surprising, the ninja or me? I'm going to say me.
Oh, I think your smell is going to make an appearance. It's going to...
My
you
smell?
Smell bad, your smell, because you said how bad you stink when you fart. So it's like, you know, we're going to smell before you make an appearance.
No, I don't fart before I do a show. I don't have a nervous fart. My fart's on the plane. My shit will bring the plane down. You know, if you're in first class and you fart and the mask fall down, that's bad. And that's happened to me. I've done that. I blew ass so bad that, as a matter of fact, okay. When you lose a lot of weight. Okay, you have the extension of skin, right?
Yeah.
I've had 17 plastic surgeries to remove skin. One of them is a testicle lift. Okay, because at one point, because I lost so much weight, my nuts were down to my knees.
What?
Nothing like sitting on your nuts. Okay.
Oh,
it's just, It's an expression. You just go, wow. You know what? If only someone else could understand this. Okay, so I had testicle lift. All right. Reason why I had testicle lift is because when I was flying from Germany, or I was flying to Germany, excuse me, out of Chicago to do a USO tour because I'm a huge troop supporter. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm in first class. It's a red eye, which I prefer. Because if I blow up the bathroom, it's me. Because I'm not going to go use the bathroom that's like, you know, 2 feet away from me. That's retarded, you know. Come on, you know. Everybody going to know it's me. What the fuck is that, you know. So I go to the back of the plane, and that's where I blow it up. So I go back of the plane, and the whole thing is, it's a process. Because, you know, it's like taking a big dump in the closet. You know, so I gotta open the door. I back in, step up a little bit on the toilet, shut the door, shimmy out my pants, and then as I'm lowering my pants, slowly lower myself down onto the toilet, which is, you know, this tiny little hole if you've ever flown. Okay, tuck myself in to the hole. Okay, now here's the thing. Most planes, you have a flush button either on your left or your right. Not on LaFonza. You have a push button behind you. So as I'm tucked in and there's no air getting to this toilet because, you know, it's like I'm kind of like ziplocked because, you know, still pretty big. Next thing I know, and when I lean back, my fat roll on my shoulder hits the button. So instantly, my nuts are getting sucked out the plane at 32,000 feet, going. Brrr, brrr, brrr.
No.
Oh my god! Okay, yeah. So I start screaming like a little girl. And I have a stewardess going, sir, are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, because, hi, you know, look what just happened. And it was the worst case of blue balls I've ever had in my life. I get to the hotel, I'm in the tub.
I mean,
Wait, did you say was I in pain? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, were you in pain?
You know what? If you had balls and had sucked out 32,000 feet, and you're going to ask me if I had pain? What?
I don't know these things. I'm a woman. I would know. I don't know. Explain it to me so I would understand.
Well, when I got to the hotel in Munich, I realized that all the blue dye was on me, and I'm sitting here trying to scrub it off, and I'm like going, this is the worst case of blue balls I've ever had in my life.
Oh, I'm gonna just go throw up in my bathroom right now.
So I ended up having like I had the first testicle lift that was associated with the surgery. And it's called the Townsend tuck. You can look it up. You really can.
Oh, it just hurts. I just can think that it hurts.
Okay, well, imagine if you actually had balls. Imagine how much it hurts then.
I don't know.
Sounds like it hurts. I'm like going, wait, okay, you be 32,000 feet in the air and have your balls sucked out the plane and...
Well,
You know, yeah, let's see. And you're telling me you think it hurts? Are you kidding me?
I mean, maybe if my breasts got stuck in there, maybe that'd be the kind of equivalent. I don't know. That's all I can think of.
All I can tell you is that every time I went to the toilet, it'd be fishing. And that sucked. So the only time I had a compliment was when I was having sex with one girl. And she goes, I like how your balls hit my clit. You know, outside of that, it's
that
not worth
compliment?
It.
Well,
yeah. Okay, sexually, yeah, it was a compliment. But in real life, you're going, yeah, I'm sitting on these guys all the time. I'm fishing all the time. It's getting sucked out the plane. You know, no. We got to tighten these guys up.
I mean, were you not walking for a couple of weeks or something? I mean, that's had to be so.
Yeah,
duh.
You think? No, I mean, I was sitting on the front. I was sitting on my mom's couch at her house with what looked like buffalo balls because, you know, they were engulfed. And I'm sitting there going, yep, I ain't getting up anytime soon. Just lay a towel over me. What's for lunch?
Oh, man. Did you even wear pants? When you had it done?
Hell no. Well, I wear pants now, thanks, you know. But, you know. Dude, you don't understand. Can you even think about how big a buffalo ball would be?
I got to tell the truth. I've never seen
Think about a bull. Think about a bull, okay? Make it a buffalo. You think a bull is going to have tiny balls?
You're going to have to explain, like, inches, because I know what you explain.
Okay. I had after the surgery, my testicles were like the size of two oranges, at least. Naval oranges. We'll go that size.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
So
I
just kind of set... Well, it's great. You know, it's not too bad. I mean, at least now if you give me head, I can give you vitamin C, you know? So.
Oh! You are nuts!
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's wrong. Wait, did you just go, I'm nuts? We're sitting here talking about testicles, and you just went, am I nuts?
It's okay. It's the quiet ones you have to be worried about. They're usually the cannibals and the serial killers.
Can I have some milk, please? You know, no, but no, it's this whole show went south like what, 2 hours ago?
Yeah, it's well, it's almost time. Like the time is almost up now. Like it's a few more minutes, and it's like I have to have you back on the show. It's not. There's a problem.
Okay. Well, okay. How about this? How about this? It's 9:47 on my clock. So. Ask me something important.
Okay.
okay, I do want to ask something important because there's a new thing that's coming out that you're doing, and I was hoping to maybe talk about, I think it was a film called Legacy.
Race and Legacy?
Yeah.
It's a faith-based family action drama about a 15-year-old boy who ends up fulfilling his late father's dream of becoming a NASCAR driver. And it's probably the cleanest thing I've ever done in my life. As far as my whole thing is, my company, Mount Olympus Studios, is a company that our whole mission is to create family-based, faith-based projects. So I want something that the whole family can go see together and not be Benji number 18. And then, you know, dad go, yeah, I took the kids to blah, blah, blah. You know, I want him to go, wow, that movie was awesome. I want the mom to say the same thing. I want the kids to go, that was awesome. You know what I mean? So I know my sense of humor is one thing, but my projects are completely the opposite. I just really feel like it's time for us to create projects that, you know, are family-oriented, have faith interacted and woven into it, and just have a message.
I guess what you're saying, like, you have two extremes, and it sounds just like me. You know how, like, you have this crazy side, but you have this side that's passionate.
Well, I'm a comic.
Preparing.
It's what I do.
Yeah,
I'm a comic.
Yeah, I get that.
But at the same time,
yeah.
I'm like, if I'm going to have kids, I want to be able to relieve them with stuff that, if I die tomorrow, they're going to go, I get it, and they're going to be a better person than I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
it.
I don't think you're a bad person. You know, I think you're pretty crazy.
Oh no,
I don't think you're a bad person.
I don't mean it like that, but what I'm saying is, like, it's like everybody wants the best for their children. Everybody
yeah.
wants their children better than they are. So my thing is this. It's the, if I were to die tomorrow with these projects, if I were to get them made, it's a legacy of, well, you know what? As retarded and stupid as your dad was, he did something good. That's what I want to leave behind.
I get that. I really do. Yeah. You have this other side to you, and I think you should show that more. I really do.
Well, it's the Buddhist side of me.
That's a good thing. And you know what you know how I saw it? And I did see, I looked over a clip. No, this is I'm serious, not funny. When I saw you in Varsity Blues, and I almost started crying, I mean, those two parts. You were
right.
sitting on the truck, and you can really act. You know, it's like besides all the kid around stuff.
Thank you.
That one scene, it grabbed me, and I'm going, oh, my God, with all the comedy and stuff, you really are a good actor. And that one thing where you're sitting on the truck and the
– You know what, though?
I remember the kid,
I'm going to stop, I'm gonna stop you real quick. I appreciate the compliment, but I'm going to tell you right now, okay? I'm not that good of an actor. The scene that you're talking about. The scene that I'm talking about is this. You have to understand something. As of December, I lost my 50th friend, Paul Walker. Okay?
Yeah.
And my mother, my father, my sister, they're all gone. My thing is, I'm an actor who knows how to use what he's gone through. And when I was in... when I was in ninth grade, I lost one of my best friends who was killed coming to my house. But my sister had a heart attack. I stayed away. So we left. Well, you know, we didn't have, like, pagers and cell phones and stuff like that at the time. I didn't even know he died until I went back to school that following Monday. My thing is this. You either, as an actor... You either utilize what you've been given as a gift. Not that you think that this person's death and that kind of thing is a gift. You know, you don't think of it like that. But the thing is this. It is a gift. Because you know what? if you can't work off of your personal life, how can you sell something and make it believable to someone who's never gone through that? Does that make sense? So my thing is this. It's like I utilize a lot of pain. Now, my mother, my father, my sister, they're all gone. I was a pallbearer 8 times before I graduated high school. Okay? I tried to commit suicide. I tried to commit suicide twice. Okay? One time I actually pulled the trigger and it didn't go off.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So, you know, God has a reason for everything. I'm still here. So my whole thing is, it may be some 13-year-old kid who's overweight that is waiting for me to reach out to him. Okay? It may be a 30-year-old going, I've gone through bullying my whole life, and how do I get past it? It may be an 8-year-old that's going, my mom's gone. But you know what? Here's the thing. If I'm able to sit here and help them and do something real, you know, that's what I feel like my purpose is. That's the only reason why I feel like God's kept me around. It's not because of the fact that, you know, I make fart jokes and, you know,
oh,
I can
no,
be funny.
I get exactly, you know, you've got something to show. You've got something to give. It's passion.
I don't even know what it is. And that's the thing. That's one of the things. It's like, I don't even know. Here, you know what? No one knows what God wants. No one knows what's your plan. Okay? I've gone, like I said, like, you know, I've gone through so many car wrecks. I've attended 2 suicide attacks. I've done this, I've done that, okay? I'm still here. I have no idea what tomorrow holds. But I'm going to assume that no matter what I do, God has a plan for me. I can sit here and be like the rudest comic. I can make jokes and I can use all the words that offend everybody, and that's fine. Because it's fun, you know.
You have that evil laughter. You have that evil laugh. You do. You're like the evil scientist.
But it's fun. But it's fun. You know, like I'm going to piss a lot of people off because I'm still here. But my thing is this. It's like, we don't know why we're here. You know, it's only those who believe in why we're here. And then, you know, let's take, my whole thing is, last year, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine who's, he's kind of like a guru, you know. And I know this freaks people out when they're like going, I'm street Baptist, I'm this, whatever. You know, hey, look, think faith. Think God. Don't think it's one or the other, okay? Just think faith, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he handed me Ganesh. And Ganesh is an Indian sculpture that it looks like an elephant.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, he's like, I was trying to figure out who to give this to. And this entire group, it just spoke to you. To me, that was awesome. You know, because, you know, here's the thing. It's like, if you want to go spiritual, okay, you can go, well, here's a cross, here's the Bible, here's spiritual, you know, that's it, you know. Okay, great. Now, let's think about the world. Well, here's Buddhism, here's Hinduism, here's spiritualism, here's this. You're really going to, like, just say it's this or nothing? There's so many things that you take from this world, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so, but the thing is, one of my prized possession is the fact that he gave me Ganesh. And I got baptized in September by the guys from Duck Dynasty. That didn't take away from my belief. It just gave me a different direction of how do you be more spiritual. You know what I mean? And I just want people to be happy. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we're never going to get this right. We're never. If you look at the Bible, it was written by four guys. And it was written how long ago?
Many, many moons.
Exactly.
You'll have to come back. You're going to have to come back on my show because, like, the show's ending, and we can still go on. It goes by so fast.
Oh, yeah, you got, like, one minute
left.
But my whole thing is this.
It's
the, and I'm not taking away from anything. My thing is, I'm just saying, spiritual is spiritual. Belief is belief. If you want to be closed off, be closed off. But, like, with us tonight, I mean, like, I did comedy with you because if I...
Mm-hmm.
This stuff's funny. You know,
yeah.
It wasn't meant to be, you know, rude or hard,
no,
or anything else.
Because I'm crazy too, so I get it.
But I just want people to be happy. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I really like feel. And I thank you so much, Ron, for being on my show. And I hope to invite you on my show again. And I'll be writing to you back and forth on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, well, you know how to text me. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I definitely will. You better watch out. No dirty pitches. No pitches of your penis.
What? Seriously? That's 12 inches. I'm right. I can send it to you right now if you want.
No, that's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right, well, maybe like 18 or 20. I'm not sure, you know.
I don't know. That might
scare
me.
It scares everybody, no matter what. Don't worry about that.
Well, thank you so much for being on my show. I don't know, maybe I'll have nightmares tonight, but hopefully maybe they'll be good dreams. But Ron, thank you so
much penis?
For being crazy.
You're going to have nightmares of me going, oh, yeah,
something.
From behind, let's do this. Coming in.
You have a good night. Thank you once again for being on my show, Ron.
You too.
All right.
Have a good night. God bless.
You too. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Well, I cannot believe it, ladies and gentlemen. The time goes by so fast, and I'm going to have Ron back on my show. He's just an awesome guy. No, seriously, he really is very sweet. I know he's all crazy and stuff, but he's really a sweet guy. But anyway, all those, you know, that listen to my show once again tonight, I apologize. I don't know what happened in the beginning of the show, technical difficulty, so we were able to solve it. I'm sorry I couldn't take any calls. I don't know what was up. There was technical difficulties tonight. I will have Ron back on my show. So thank you all for, you know, support and listening. And I hope you all have a good evening. And don't forget, Sundays are Ninja Sundays. And everyone have a good night.